And if thou saidst I am not peer to any lord in Scotland here, lowland or highland, far or near, Lord Angus, thou hast lied. On the earl's cheek the flush of rage o'ercame the ashen hue of age. Fierce he broke forth. And darest thou then to beard the lion in his den, the Douglas in his hall, and hopest thou hence unscathed to go? No, by St. Bride of Bothwell, no. Up, drawbridge, grooms, what warder, ho, let the portcullis fall. Lord Marmion turned, well was his need, and dashed the rowels in his steed, like arrow through the archway sprung, the ponderous gate behind him rung. To pass there was such scanty room, the bars descending raised his plume. The steed along the drawbridge flies, just as it trembled on the rise, nor lighter does the swallow skim along the smooth lake's level brim. And when Lord Marmion reached his band, he halts and turns with clenched hand, and shout of loud defiance pours, and shook his gauntlet at the towers. "Horse! Horse!" the Douglas cried, "and chase!" But soon he reined his fury's pace. A royal messenger he came, though most unworthy of the name. "Saint Mary, mend my fiery mood. Old age ne'er cools the Douglas blood. I thought to slay him where he stood. 'Tis pity of him, too," he cried. "Bold he can speak and fairly ride. I warrant him a warrior tried." With this his mandate he recalls, and slowly seeks his castle halls.